Previously on Previous Little Liars.
I haven't often found people making out mistakes. I have come across people doing things that by themselves that probably shouldn't be doing in the stacks.
She sees things.
Yes, everything you're saying outside of the shitting out their relationship, it's very correct.
Does it have to do with Trevor? Because Trevor was saying for both our sakes.
Welcome back, all you pretty little listeners, to Previous Little Liars, the podcast where we're going through every episode of season one of Pretty Little Liars, but only watching the previously ons. My name is Todd the Librarian, and I'm the only member of the panel who's actually seen season one of Pretty Little Liars. With me today is someone I could see being a person of interest in an investigation, Adam H. Adam, how are you doing?
Yeah, honestly, Todd, I just want to be a person of interest, okay? It doesn't really matter what it's for. It could be murder, it could be whatever. I just like to know that people are interested, really. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, completely understandable. Next up, someone who wasn't expecting this, Marissa.
I was not expecting for Adam to say he is completely comfortable being a person of interest in a murder that is recorded and is what he said.
Yeah, I specifically not like murder, you know, I'm just saying I like the idea of people being interested.
Oh, you know? I like interesting.
Yeah.
Being known as an interesting person.
Exactly. Yes. That's really what I was saying.
Got you. Gotcha.
If murder is involved, then murder is involved. Like, what are you gonna do? Like, it's not, you know,
lasagna.
I can't control that. Yeah, I would love a lasagna. Actually, I haven't had lasagna in ages.
Oh wow. Meanwhile, TV Lindy is off looking the hallways to see if he can guess who my crush is. So maybe she figures it out. She'll be back next time.
Oh my God, Todd.
Report back, Lindy.
I need to know that Lindy. You better have an answer for the next time you get here. Even though you're not gonna be able to listen to this by the time that you get back, but it's fine.
All right. So today we'll be talking about the recap for season one, episode 20, Someone to Watch Over Me. And without any further ado, let's dive in. So it starts off with a law enforcement officer's raiding Spencer's bedroom. Her mom tells her they served a search warrant. Spencer says, make them get out. And her mom replies, I can't. You're a person of interest in a murder investigation.
Sorry, rich people.
Oh my gosh.
I, you know, here's the thing. Was that not what she was expecting to happen? Like, mom and dad, solve my problems. Like, get these people out of here. Like, they've done her entire life. Like,
her mom slept with the cop. Yeah, that's the same.
No, this is completely different.
These are the golf club people.
That was Ashley and Hannah. This is not.
Okay. I don't know. the parents.
Only one with blonde hair. This is like, you can't track Hannah. I believe in you.
These are the country club people.
Yeah, the country club people.
Oh. These are country club people, not the shoplifting, put stolen money in lasagna box people.
Whatever happened to Tennis Boy? You know? Remember Tennis Boy from the country club? Remember him?
Yes.
He's dead now. He's gone.
Oh.
I miss you, Tennis Boy, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I was like expecting here, but what are they hoping to find? Like, I don't know, evidence, murder evidence?
Yeah,
that's probably is what they're trying to find.
Yeah, I don't know if you've watched a procedural television show before or been involved in a murder investigation.
I can't
usually
speak to any active ongoing investigations. It's I can't speak to
that
those.
That is what happened. Yeah.
But Marissa, I do agree. It big Karen energy from the make them get out.
Yes. Yeah. Like, okay, Spencer, I get that you're scared. And I mean, I could totally get that from a kid reaching out to their mom wanting to do something. It just came out a little bit.
Yeah. It was a very odd line read from Spencer. Didn't feel like the Spencer that we've seen before. But I guess we've never seen her get like, you know, search warrant served on her before.
That's true.
Next, we see a young police officer walking up to the girls at the police station. Emily says, Garrett? And Arya says, you're a cop now?
Who's Garrett? Do we know Garrett?
This is our first time seeing Garrett on the recaps.
Ooh, he's draftable then before.
Oh!
Is he? Or do we have enough for a draft?
We don't have enough for a draft.
Oh, Garrett.
Well, we would need Lindy here as well.
No, I know. Yeah. We wouldn't do that without her.
We should give Lindy Garrett. We should make sure that Lindy.
Sure. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. We honestly just put him on her team. No draft needed. Just she can have Garrett. All yours, Lindy. This show seems to do this a lot, where we introduce a character that was really big in the before the show started time of, oh yeah, my God, yeah, I can't believe this guy is coming back from his time away, but we didn't see the before stuff of, and the time away. Yeah. Like, we never saw that. And it does that a lot, for some reason.
It's like all the dudes.
Yeah, and there's a lot of dudes. And I do think that that could be a function of the show is all girls. Like, really, the main cast of the show is just a bunch of girls who maybe committed murder to their other friend who was a girl. And it seems that, like, 99% of all of the dudes are just the girls' love interests or some iteration thereof, maybe brothers here and there, sometimes both. What's, you know, poor Kanolo's dose if you're Jenna, I guess. But like, it, you know, and I guess like that's a nice change of pace, you know, more or less in terms of what we usually see in terms of like the gender imbalance of, you know, the guys and the girls. So there you go. But it does seem like often, you know, there's a lot of people who are like, oh my God, you remember this guy from all the way back then? He's back now. Who's Garrett? Who the hell is Garrett? No clue. Looks like a dweeb though.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Like he's definitely become a cop to like fill some void in his life. Like,
wow. A lot of judgment for like a 2 seconds.
Sorry. Lo siento. I'm feeling it. I'm telling the truth. That's just how I feel today.
Marissa's sharing her truth.
Yeah.
So next scene, we see Spencer and Toby kiss. Spencer says she wasn't expecting that. And Toby replies, me neither.
Same kiss, right? Like, we've seen this before?
Yeah, we've seen the kiss before. We saw the kiss last episode, I think, for the first time. But this is their, like, immediate aftermath of, like, them both going, oh, wow. Was not expecting this chemistry to go into effect.
Okay. Well, I know I shouldn't probably do this. But knowing what I know happens at the end of this particular previously on, I am now majorly sus on Toby. I almost said Trevor again. Toby. because he was not expecting it. Like, I mean, that's the thing you can say when you're like, didn't expect to catch vibes. Like, I get it. I got it. But also, mm-hmm, like, he was known to be creepy. He's already been to jail once. I just am looking at him a little bit more eyes now that I know what I know.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this relationship or entanglement between these two. I don't know, because like I feel like we have been very sus of both of them and have even like floated the idea of some combination of Toby and Spencer being A, and I feel like maybe that's too front and center. If they're like in a relationship, or it's not a full blown relationship, this is obviously like unexpected and still relatively new. And they maybe it like started as a, well, maybe it started as murder and then turned into friendship and now is turning into a relationship. You know, the classic love progression, if you will.
Is that what happened with you and Sarah?
Well, again, I can't speak to any ongoing investigation. All I know is that we are people of interest. That's all I know, Chad. I don't know. Like, is this the combination? But I don't want to be like, oh, that's too obvious or front and center. We are talking about going into the penultimate episode of season one. So maybe things do need to be that up front and center to like point us in the direction of like, hey, remember these two? They were together. Now we're romantically involved. And they're A and murdered Hannah. Allison, rather. Or maybe Hannah, too. I don't know. Hannah could be dead, for all we know, but probably not. They murdered Allison together. They're both A, and now they're banging. So here we go. Get locked and loaded for the final two episodes.
Wow. There's that was a lot.
That's just that what I got lot from that scene. I don't know. That's what I took away. We're experts now, doing this, what, 20 times? I think we're pretty good at this at this point.
Yeah. So... next scene, we see Paige telling Emily she had an amazing time last night and she'd like to keep seeing her. And Emily says, like this, always in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, so this obviously is a repeat from last episode as well. Don't really have much to add here, except for to ask the question, do you think that they continue dating?
Okay, this might be crazy. I think Paige dies at the end of season one. I think we are going to get a, and maybe this is better served for next episode or whatever, next podcast, in terms of end of season predictions. I would like to think that this show knows how to open and knows how to close. And I'm just saying, yeah, if we're talking about who could die, what kind of big bombastic death could we have that wouldn't, you know, really do, you know, it's, we're not going to lose a Spencer. We're not going to lose a Emily. We could lose a Paige. We could. It could happen.
We could lose a Paige.
I think she's gone. So no, I don't think that they continue dating. I think this is done.
Right here, right now, like they leave this.
Oh no! When she dies.
Well, obviously, but do you think that they like date up until?
I think they're still dating. I think after this conversation, they're still together. This was presumably the same picnic, which now I'm also assuming happens in Toby's secret forest.
Has to
be the same place. 100% Toby's been here.
Yeah, I think Toby told Emily, you want to find a good spot where no one's ever going to find you?
I've got a great spot.
If that is the route that Paige takes, I have a feeling that she gets more comfortable being out by, and then she gets killed. Like, she'll be like, yes, Emily, let's go hold hands at the mall or something like that.
Or like, and as then, she's about to like announce to people, it's you know, dead. Yeah, okay, I could see it.
So I get points if that happens. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
I don't know what points are, but I'm claiming them.
Yeah, they count. I mean, if she dies, I feel like I'm also taking some points here, but yeah.
Yeah.
No points for you, Lindy.
We gave Lindy Garrett.
That's true. We did give Lindy Garrett. What a fair trade that was.
Sorry, Lindy.
Oh wow. And once again, whenever Lindy listens to this in like 3 months, she'll be very happy. Next up, Arya's mom asks her, so who is it? Somebody new? Somebody I know? Then she says she's going to start looking in the hallways to see if she can guess who it is.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna find out. Like this episode, she's gonna figure it out.
I kind of thought that they already did. Like I thought we had already sort of done this a little bit with her dad, right? Because a couple episodes ago, her dad had grab a beer with him. Apparently that turned into nothing. Her dad might be the least insightful person that has ever walked the face of the earth. I don't know. So apparently that turned into nothing. Or the timeline is getting a little wonky. Maybe this was a couple of, I don't know, whatever. Like this certainly could have been a flashback. But to your point, Brissa, she finds out this episode.
Do you think that like, her dad knows but didn't tell her mom and they were getting close together and like reestablishing trust, but then the mom finds out that the dad knew and then that breaks up them again,
and then her dad goes and sleeps with Hannah's mom. Why And then it all connects, it all comes full circle.
So I do want to reiterate that Lindy's theory was that the dad did not know. The dad just thought that Arya might have a crush on him, but that there wasn't enough there for her dad to think that it was reciprocated by Fitz.
Yes, I just was assuming if they went to go get that beer that maybe he found out some more information and was like, Arya knows what I did, so I'm going to keep Arya's secret because she's keeping my secret. And then she... Lindy, you're totally, like, your theory is still sound. I'm just adding on to it.
And now a quick break for some ads.
Speaking of Hannah's mom, the next scene has Hannah, who says to Caleb, you were spying me on the whole time. And he responds, not the whole time, and tries to put his hand on her shoulder. She swats it off and says, don't touch me. We didn't see her sobbing alone in the bathroom at night.
Yeah. Invasion of privacy. Trust is broken. Like, I get it, Hannah. I would be crying on the bathtub.
Yeah. I mean, not for nothing. I feel like the response to someone being like, you were spying on me the whole time, should probably not be, well, it wasn't the whole time. Well, it wasn't all
Defy
of this.
The whole time. Like, is this from the before times to the now times? Is it just the now times?
That is not the important part of the issue, Caleb. I don't think she is concerned with the percentage of time that you were or were not spying on her. You were spying on her. Now tell us who it was for. Tell us what you were doing. We want to know. We get nothing. We get no information. Like, I have to imagine that in this conversation, Hannah gets some kind of an answer. I don't think that Hannah leaves without being like, what are you spying on me for? Like, what is the purpose of this? What were you trying to glean? And I think that she knows. We just don't know. They don't tell us any kind of aftermath of this. I'm upset.
Well, do you think that Hannah figured out that he was spying on her, or do you think he confessed?
That's a great question. I think the tone certainly suggests to me like she found out,
yeah, that's
something
how I read it too. Yeah,
but based on what we saw last episode, it sort of seemed like he was having second thoughts and like didn't. I think it could be a situation where he was trying to pull out of a spy situation from let's just say, use a fun little wacky name, Spencer, hypothetically, was like, I need to pull out of this spying thing, and Spencer's like, I'm sorry, A is like, no, you can't do that, and then I'm going to blackmail you. And so A/Spencer tells Hannah, hey, by the way, Caleb was just a spy the whole time. I found out. Look at this evidence that I found that, I don't know what the evidence is, whatever, signed documents, paperwork, whatever. Caleb was a spy the whole time. You should confront him about this. And so A, and then dash A is the, you know, whatever at the end. And then there you go. So A told Hannah that Caleb is spying on her, and now Hannah is confronting Caleb because Caleb tried to get out of the spy situation from A. Did all that make sense? I feel like that actually made a lot of sense in my head.
I think it sounds like a viable theory.
Like, that might be the first time that I said threw out something where I was like, you know what? That actually...
I was just going to say, maybe Hannah overheard his conversation on the phone. Like, she had the window open or something.
Also, okay. Viable thing.
That certainly could be there. It's less complex.
It's not as interesting. It is not a theory of interest. It is just a theory.
Then the last scene of the recap, Spencer's mom tells Spencer the cops found some fiber threads in the bracelet. Spencer asks, the one Allison gave us? And her mom says somebody's going through a lot of trouble to make Spencer look guilty.
Is Spencer's mom a lawyer?
I don't think
we
know.
Do we have any idea?
She has like a lot of, and she's also like giving a lot of Mariska Hargitay with her haircut at the same, so I may just be like projecting that onto her, that she's somehow involved in this world of law and order, but she like really knows a lot about being a person of interest in a murder investigation.
Yeah,
so I just wonder what her career is.
Yeah, I will say that the scenes we see in this episode do seem to give big lawyer vibes, but
yeah,
I don't know if that's what she actually does or not, and we definitely have not been told.
And what type of fibers? Fibers from where?
Gotta be hairs, right? The only really thing that we would quantify
Spencer like willingly gave away her DNA.
Well, there also could be they were taking a lot of stuff from her room. They could have been taking clothing. There could have been like some fibers from her clothing that matches some fibers in a bracelet. So that's thing that it could possibly be.
Hmm.
Interesting. Don't wear bracelets. That's what I took from this.
Oh, don't no bracelets. That's if you wear bracelets, you will be framed for murder. It'll be so easy. We will frame you. We'll put your fibers in those. I didn't know like what else to make of this. She's sleeping in bed. Like, this is a little bedtime, nighttime tuck-in. So it's not like she's in jail or like got taken away, or there was seemingly no actual consequence to the cops coming in and her being a suspect for murder. So good for her. Way to get away on that, I guess.
Well,
good for you.
I think, you know, in real life, most of the time, you know, they try and gather enough evidence before they arrest someone to make sure that it's like
fair.
She is rich.
Well, yeah, that would support the lawyer argument as well, if her like parents are lawyers.
Well, and the like, I could pay your bail, and if you did get arrested, but I don't think she did. I think they're still gathering information.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they certainly are. I don't know, like, where... I don't know where this goes in terms of that. Like, is that the ending here of, like, she gets arrested, you know, and is in jail for the final part of this season? Like, we are, you know, this is to set up the penultimate episode. The next recap we see will be the recap that is playing at the start of the season one finale.
Right.
So, like, there's only, you know, only one more of these. Well, not for us, but whatever. There's only one more of these recaps that the people are going to see throughout season one. And so we are, you know, have to set up this ending here. I think something big has to happen. Like I said before, like something big has to go on here. I don't know. Like, is it Arya and Ezra get found out and that's a big confrontation?
Oh,
is
it, for sure.
I mean, there's got to be like multiple things here. Toby and Spencer doing a thing. Like, we have the Emily and Paige of it all. Like, where is that going? Caleb is a spy for who? Like,
apparently Paige is dying.
Paige is dying.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Ezra and Arya are definitely getting found out. And then who knows? I do not think Ezra will be back next season.
Ezra's just done? Ezra gets found
out. He is like around in college whenever she gets there. I think he's got to lose his job if people know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is the thing.
That's a big part of it.
Painted themselves into this corner a little bit of like, if someone gets found out, like, you can't just keep going. Like, you can't just be like, oh, I promise I won't do it again. Like, you know, that's not going to work. But
I do think that Spencer's going to get close to being arrested. But not arrest. Like, it's going to ramp up. Like, she may get arrested. She may be taken away in handcuffs at the end of the penultimate episode. And then, you know, something's figured out that releases her in the finale. I have no idea. But I do not have a feeling. I do not see jail in her future. I do see handcuffs in her future, if that makes a difference. I don't really know.
Well, that's interesting because at the end of the last recap, we saw kind of all of the other girls outside of Spencer's house in response to this. So clearly there was like some big commotion or something, right. You know, something happened to bring them over and A sort of brought them to that place. And then like she's fine this episode, like getting just tucked into bed. Like there's no real fault. Did they ever have a conversation of like, oh, hey, so you might have killed Allison. Like, that's a little weird. That's kind of a weird little thing that they accuse you of.
Do you think they had the talk of, like, honey, you can tell us. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we won't tell. We won't.
Yeah.
You can trust us.
You can trust us. It's fine.
We won't do anything.
What do we think? We made predictions for pretty much everyone except for Hannah. What do we think is going to happen to Hannah? One, I think she will get out of the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's my call there.
That's good. I hope that for her. What's interesting is that I'm like rooting for Hannah and Caleb. I think like if I'm looking for another
to run away together.
Well, for no one is on board with my Arya and Ezra love. Okay, no one is interested in my takes on Arya. I don't know why. Okay, maybe I need to transport myself back into the time
teacher and student. I would do it. I would be into it. However, there's a power struggle. I do not think that she can make sound decisions with this power struggle, Adam. That's all I am saying. And also, it's completely unethical. And so, how can you have love, unethical love?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just not for me. I'm sure people do. It's just not my thing.
Again, I just have to clarify. I am not advocating for this in real life. I am not saying
saying you can't understand how other people can't get into this.
Yes,
this is why other people can't get into this. This is why. So this is why. We just want to make sure you're clear.
It's so good. The two of them together, like the chemistry is so palpable. Sure.
Fine. Get them out of this environment.
I'm down. Do you want them to run away? I'm okay with that. What if they're more likely to run away? Arya and Ezra or Hannah and Caleb? Hannah and Caleb in a tent, so they are totally fine camping. Everywhere we see Arya and Ezra is like a sheltered environment of some kind.
They're definitely playing house, those two. Yeah. And Hannah does not like her mom or does not trust her mom or mothers her mom. So I have a feeling her drive for independence is strong enough to run away with Caleb. If she can reconcile with the fact that he spied on her for a period of time.
Yeah, but not the whole time.
Not the whole time. That's the key part of this. He did not spy on her the whole time. I think that he had real feelings there. Like, I think it certainly turned into
feelings. I mean, that's why he stopped spying.
Yeah.
And that's why he was, like, honest when she confronted him. But
what was he spying about, Marissa? Like, there has to be... maybe not even like to speculate on that. Do you think that they gave an answer in the show? Like, do you think if we were watching the show, we would know?
Yes.
Okay, I do too. That's like the part of this that's a little frustrating of like just seeing this, because there are some mysteries that's like, okay, they're going to be mysteries in the show. Like, you don't know. We don't know who A is. We don't know a lot of the like details about the crimes, about all of the specific. People know this. People know who watched the show. Like, they understand what the spying was. We have no clue.
And I think they knew. For many episodes.
While it was happening.
Yes.
Certainly. Yeah, yes. Certainly. And we just have no idea. Spying for A, for what? Is it the Potter thing? I don't think so. Like, I don't think it's actually the Potter money. I just don't know what else it could be, because that's, like, really the only thing that Hannah's been involved with.
For, or is involved with, the department store at the mall.
Oh!
And so he was doing a long undercover operation that is like beyond any loss control that any retail store would actually do. They would just write off the sunglasses in real life. But this is a dedicated retail operation. So they sent him out and, made sure that those sunglasses get back to the store. That's the only, I don't know. I haven't seen enough, but that's the only other connection that I can hypothesize.
Yeah. I don't hate it.
All right. And on that ringing endorsement of the theory, we'll go ahead and wrap up our coverage of this episode. Join us next time when we talk about the recap for season 1, episode 21, Monsters in the End, the penultimate episode of the season. And until then, bye.